Chapter 3. Illustrious Strangers. That's right, those poor kings ought to have a holiday. Prince Dilin. In the late morning of September 25, while church bells clanged and cannons thundered, crowds poured onto the streets and peered out of upper-story windows with great excitement for the arrival of Vienna's most anticipated guest, the Russian Tsar Alexander. He was celebrated as a modern Alexander the Great. If Napoleon had been the conqueror of Europe, then Alexander was enjoying his reputation as the foremost conqueror of the conqueror of Europe. Napoleon's invasion of Russia and the burning of Moscow had set his soul on fire, the Tsar said to awestruck audiences. Arriving in Vienna, Alexander was ready for the time of his life. Evidently, the festivals committee had been eager to welcome the Tsar. That morning, at dawn, cannons had woken the town with news that Alexander had just departed from a nearby village and would arrive in Vienna in just over 2 hours. How ridiculous this salute was, Metternich noted. It just proved that nobody has any common sense anymore, for never did anyone wake up a whole city with cannon shots to inform them that a sovereign is still 40 leagues away. The weather was beautiful that morning, sunny and warm with a light breeze. The timing was also good, as the Tsar's arrival fell on a Sunday, when a large part of the town could turn out to watch the spectacle. Obviously, the crowds were anxious to see the famous Tsar in person, and this was particularly the case for many younger women, who adored him like maniacs at full moon. The Tsar, riding on a white Lipizzaner stallion trained in the Austrian Emperor's stables, tipped his hat and waved his large hand, looking and acting like someone accustomed to the cheering crowds. Witty, handsome, and urbane, he stood about 6 feet tall. Wavy, light brown hair curled around the top of his high forehead, and thick whiskers wrapped around his face. He had a straight nose, a small mouth, very white teeth, and the blue eyes of his grandmother, Catherine the Great. Alexander's cheeks were...